conference in Des Moines right now, so I'm joining remotely.
Recording is going, so we should be good to go on that front.
Thank you, Haley. Okay, let's get started with roll call.
I'm Johnson.
I'm here.
Dave Meyer.
I'm here, everyone.
David Van Allen.
Here.
Elizabeth Rhodes Reed.
Here.
John Soka. Jonathan Berger.
Here.
Julie Stowe. Kate Conrad.
Present.
Maria Moore.
Here.
Oh.
Thanks. Oh, and was John Soka there?
He's back. I think he just popped off for a moment.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
A whole house?
Almost. Pretty much. I think we're just missing Julie today. Okay. Do we, I hope everybody's had a chance to look at the minutes. Do we have any changes or amendments to the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
So David Van Allen moves. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Betsy. Thank you all. All in favor of the minutes, of approving those minutes? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There's Aye. No one. The minutes are approved. Okay, do we have public input today?
No.
No? All right. That was fast. Onward. Okay, so our next agenda item is the RainArt project. The artist selection committee met and has put forward some pieces for approval and consideration. I think we want conversation and approval. So Stephanie, I'll let you go ahead and talk about what's on the slide there.
Sure. Yeah. So the artists that are recommended by the selection committee, there's seven of them, and we can just go through each of the seven artists. So they're grouped by artist. And so for this call for art, the call was specific to engaging with our climate action plan. And there were themes around certain sustainability topics that we asked for. So the commission or the selection committee looked at responsiveness to the call, as well as, you know, how well the design could translate into a stencil, but also keeping in mind that these are temporary art installations intended to last, you know, 2 to 4 months. So yeah, the first one is, you know, by one artist. And I think for that image on the left, the commission was recommending maybe a shorter statement there, and that the text follow the words. And on the middle image, I think the recommendation was no language. And maybe on the right image on the right also to be a little more concise, I think. And then I think for that second image, the recommendation was maybe to change the font, because share would maybe look like shave in a stencil. So I don't know if
changed. Did that get changed? I'm sorry.
No artists have been contacted until until the Public Art Commission reviews these and makes a recommendation. Do you want to discuss those, or do you want to see what else is out there?
I like to see all of them first.
Okay, yeah. So these are two artists. In the call for artists, we had said we could select up to 10 artists tops. And we received 12 artists submitted. And most of them sent two, a couple of them sent three. But again, we asked that they send between two and four. I don't think anyone submitted four entries. It was usually two or three. And then this number three, the recommendation from the selection committee was just to just have this word grow be in one direction and take out the little niches in the G's. They felt like, especially for a stencil, it might be a little tough to read that. And then ask for this branch kind of in the top towards the right with no leaves on it, that part of the stencil. For number four, I don't think there were any changes recommended for that one. And Haley, if you could go to the next slide. This artist had two submissions the selection committee liked. And
this is the first I've seen that one on the right.
I don't know if I heard that.
Four, five. Okay, there's some.
So five and six, and then there was one more, a seventh one on the next page. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, those are cute.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the pieces recommended by the artist selection committee. The selection committee ended up being someone with a sustainability perspective who was also an art teacher and a well-being advisory committee member. And Kate, do you have anything to add?
Just that it was a really positive experience for our first foray into that configuration of the selection committee. I thought that the added members to the committee brought really valuable perspectives, and I thought it was positive. I don't know if anybody else on the committee had that other feelings or the same feelings.
Oh, I agree. I thought that was great.
Okay, so personally, since I feel like I had enough to say about these in the committee, I would just love to hear from the other members of the group. I don't think I've got anything to add. So do we want to start back at the beginning, Stephanie?
Yes, please.
And so feel free to jump in, folks, and share your opinions or thoughts.
Could we start out by sharing the thoughts we already had on these that we see here? We're recommending changes. Could we talk about, as we look at a set of pictures, can we talk about the changes that we've already recommended and then debate or discuss from there?
Yeah, I think, Stephanie, you've got those, don't you?
Yep. Yeah, so like this first one, I guess you can't see my pointer, the one on the left top, yeah. I have it written down. It was just going to be two words there. I think pollution solution. So I have it written down what the commission recommended. Yeah.
Okay.
And that the words follow the shape of the drop.
Oh, yeah, wrap them, a little bit of a wrap around. Yeah. Any other comments on?
Yeah, do we want to talk about those individually, or I think that might be the better thing, is to get people's feedback on each of the images.
Okay, I'm going to start with number one, the pollution solution. As a stencil, that looks a little difficult. Number two, I really like the second one under number one. If they take the wording out, that's a very lovely one. And I can't see all of the third one that the number person put. It says better something, better what? Better environment, better tomorrow? Okay. But I'm also thinking, we've got to remember it's a stencil. Mm-hmm. And the rain, you know, is going to affect it. And how are people going to view it? And the complexity of some of these for a stencil might be a little difficult.
Yeah, especially the small type. I think that doesn't transfer over to a stencil real well.
This might help too as you discuss it. I will say we're planning on the stencils being fairly big. If you've been downtown and see those walk your wheel signs that are in the sidewalk, those are they're round, they're blue and black and white. They're about the same size as what we're going for with these stencils. So about 30, look, the stencils might be a little smaller, but about 30 inches by 24.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Just for some context.
Okay, yeah. But the deer, you know, with the antlers, I mean, that's really quite complex.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Fine lines won't
right.
Make. Yeah.
Do we need to land on a certain number of these total?
No, I think what we were trying to land on was a number of artists, not a number of pieces.
Okay, so these are in relationship to an artist. So that's what we're looking at?
The top one, the top three are all the same artist.
Got it.
Isn't that right? Yeah. And the second one. So.
Thank you. Got it.
Do we know what color these are going to be sprayed in?
So the spray is invisible. Clear.
So, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it repels water. So it'll almost just look like, you know, when it appears or like dark, actually kind of dark gray when it appears. Yeah.
Okay.
So really, no, we asked them to design with no color.
Okay.
Kind of like watching a black and white print come up in the developer.
Absolutely. Okay.
I think in the first one, the first two pieces would pop the most fully as a stencil with or without wording. The third one, depending on how much rainwater, it may not be discernible as well.
That's what I think as well. I think the text itself might not age well as the image, and especially the bigger chunks, I think are going to be a lot more successful if we're talking about it being revealed through repelling rainwater.
No serifs.
Right.
We can't have any serifs.
No.
Sans serif.
Yes. I mean, I like the first one without, like, even without the text, I think. You could even take the deer off and it would look pretty great. It'd be nice.
Or you could make him into a doe.
There you go. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually.
They have thicker, wider antlers. Yeah. They're like hands up on top of their head. Yeah. Rather than branches and sticks.
Okay, so it feels like we like the first two in number one pretty well with some changes. What about number two?
I still see the word shave on the bottom, as if it was like shampoo and shave.
Well, if it's going to be near, Feed Iowa First, I mean, that's a very important component that has come into the community. And you could use a different font for the share. Because, yeah, the share does not come out right.
Okay. Oh, God.
So other recommendations on that one before we go on?
I would agree with that, changing the share text.
Okay.
Just so I'm sure I'm understanding, are you recommending changing the font only on share or on all the words grow and share?
Grow and looks pretty good. It's just, it's the share that the S comes out really good. H and the A, it's the R and the E, quite honestly.
I don't know that I'd change fonts midstream, though. If you're going to share ones, you probably ought to change them all.
Agree.
Yeah.
Maybe they can find a font that is kind of similar to that, but maybe where the defining the R and the E would be a little bit better.
Okay, onward.
I don't care for the grow though.
The what?
The word grow.
It looks like a bunch of noses. Whatever.
Well, it reads the same upside down and right side up.
Well,
sure is the point of the whole thing.
Still looks like comic noses. And when you look at, I just can't see a stencil. I mean, that would just run together. Some of those leaves or ferns are so compacted.
Yeah. Be a bunch of blobs, probably.
Yeah. Whereas the second one is very nice.
That's very clean.
Yes. So it has some fine details to it, but, you know.
I think if the first one were thinned out a little and the grow was a stronger font in one direction, it could work. You know, I like the message of the plant life, but I agree. Otherwise, it could look really fuzzy.
I'm wondering if we all understand this, just in case there's anybody with, myself included, with, what's that called?
Dyslexia.
Anyway, you get the opposites, automatically opposite information. You look at something, everybody reads it as a positive, but you read it as a negative because of your, what's that called?
Dyslexia.
Yeah, thank you very much. Dyslexia. If you were dyslexic, this is a question for dyslexics. Do we all understand that when the rain happens, the dark parts of the picture are the parts that get dark, and the sidewalk is lighter in those areas? Or are we expecting the sidewalk to get darker and these things appear light on a darker background? It's going to be light on a dark background or dark on a light background. Now, we're looking at dark on a light background, but what color? There's variation in what happens to cement when it gets wet, depending on its composition. Some concrete gets darker than others. It depends on what other chemicals they throw into that mix, I guess. Is it clear that this is going to go the way we planned it, that the parts that are dark here will end up being the dark parts, in which case those will be the holes in the stencil will be like the fork surrounded by open stencil, and that's where the paint will paint on, or the varnish or whatever that stuff is, will paint it on. Okay. See, my dyslexia is kicking in and I'm confusing myself. Am I confusing anybody else? We can do that.
I think if I'm thinking and likening things. I'm thinking the dark areas on this are going to be the light areas because it's going to repel the water and not soak into the concrete. I believe. I could be wrong.
That's my understanding as well.
So these are going to be the opposite of what we see here, tonal wise, right? The blacks will be white, the whites will be black.
So.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, John?
Yes, that is what I am assuming. Both Johns are assuming this.
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess we need to just think in terms of a film negative. So you're going to be seeing the opposite.
I can do that. I know how to do that.
Well, unless they are blocking out the places that they're spraying. I don't know. It depends on what they're blocking and what they're allowing through.
Well, my guess is whoever cuts the stencil is going to try and make it look like our drawings.
Right.
Black on white. So I guess suppose we could leave it up to them to make sure they get it right. But do they know about the nature of concrete and its relationship to water? We'll find out. Okay. I'm sure it'll be interesting either way, but in some cases it might be a failure. They might just, not work.
Well, this has already been tested, or it wouldn't have been brought to our attention. And we saw, was it last month? We saw how they applied it. Oops.
There you go.
How they applied it and everything like that. So, okay.
White on black.
Right.
Real quick, some examples from other communities on kind of what it looks like on sidewalks.
That looks like a reversal to me.
Yeah, I do think some artists, with their colors approached it differently, but I think ultimately, when we have the stencils created, the designs will be cut out. So however, if they approached it as, the whites cut or the blacks cut or whatever, I will make sure that the designs are cut so the designs can be transferred onto the sidewalk.
Uh-huh. Do we have any active taggers in Cedar Rapids? Anybody know? Is that an issue around here?
Mm-hmm.
Graffiti artists doing it on the sly? I haven't.
Well, we do, but they tend to respect other people's work.
But what if it's government work? that's a different attitude. I'm thinking, actually, I know a couple of people who have done various things like this just to stir things up. A friend of mine did, better not go any further than that, matched the fonts of the new brand new signs they put up on the University of Iowa campus. These big new signs that say, this way to Old Capitol, this way to Student Union, this way, so on. But they left lots of space for future directions. And this friend of mine just matched that font and made up names of buildings and stuck them in there with an arrow, just to, as an act of whatever you want to call that act. And of course, tag artists are very familiar with making their own stencils as part of the tag art technique is to use a stencil to do things. And so, and they can be as easy to do as, like, one guy used paper bags, like grocery bags with a flat bottom.
But David, I don't know that we can, really worry about that. I mean, this would come up with any project, the possibility of getting tagged. So I'm not sure. I don't know that there's anything that we could do to stop or avoid that.
No, you're right. You're right. I should shut up. I'm sorry.
We need to move on and make some decision.
Turned on.
There's other.
But yeah. I do want to say I agree with you about the accessibility issue in those fonts, that we do need to be thinking in terms of you know visual, you know, are these visually accessible images, and that Grow is just not.
Mm-hmm. Or right. Readability, and yeah, the Grow should be changed. And but yeah, I do like 1A and 1B. Minus the weird Grow font.
Okay. So yeah. Onward. Yeah. Next.
I like 4.
4 is nice.
It's clean.
4 is great.
It has good line.
4 is a good example of a design that would work very well as a stencil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that was easy. Onward we go. Okay, what about 5, the 2 and number 5?
I like the idea of number 5, but the B's are just too fine. I think the lines in the B, maybe if they could somehow be made a little bit, you know, more bulky or thick or something, might work, but they're just really fine right now.
Well, I agree, but an advantage of that is it says what it is, and you've got the honeycomb too that will maybe influence how you can see the bees if they're not as sharp. You know?
Unless you, of course, your first impression of those hexagons seems like a corporate logo.
Yeah, but with bees, I think.
And then the bees, but if you don't recognize them as bees, then it wouldn't follow.
Well, perhaps we could ask them to chunk up the bees.
Yeah, fatten them up, yeah. Fatten up the bees.
Well, they could even stripe the body of the bee, too. So maybe that would help.
Uh-huh.
And what about the amount of text there? Does anybody have a concern about that, or is it okay?
I think the text is nice and large. I mean,
it's proportional to the weight of those hexagons. I think
it's okay.
I think it works.
I like the message.
Okay, what about the next one? The Earth one.
I like that one too, but we could eliminate there is.
Good.
Yeah. A little clean.
Yeah, I think if it just said only one Earth, people would get the message.
Yeah, great feedback. Okay,
that might create a need to shift the only one Earth words a little bit up or down or something. Yeah,
I would assume that would happen. Huh? I would assume that would happen. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to number 6. What do we think of these?
I don't understand the first image.
I think it's a bat.
It's a girl with the backpack.
Yeah.
Betsy, I'll share that.
What's she sitting on?
In the artist statement, this artist said that one of her drawing was that kind of on our shoulders in reference to like the younger generation and the changes that, you know, the community or the world experiences in terms of climate.
So that's a globe. So that's a globe in the middle.
It's a globe on the back of a backpack.
I think the globe needs a little bit of help.
Yeah, I thought it was a bat or something, or a pterodactyl.
I couldn't tell what it looks kind of like a giraffe head with a wavy neck.
Yeah, kind of dragon-like.
I didn't understand the hair either.
Oh, I thought that was a pillowcase over for, you know, this was a protest. How we ignore that the, you know, right. Global warming going on.
Kidnapping.
But the second one that number six has done is really quite lovely.
But it's got really fine lines.
Yeah.
Well, you would get rid of some of the really fine lines and really beef up some of the outlines of the flowers or the plants.
Well, if that artist showed up and just drew it on the sidewalk with this paint, then it would work. As a stencil, it's troublesome. Don't you think? No, you don't think it's true.
You could clean it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think chunking up the lines would probably work just fine.
Yeah, I agree. Good idea, Betsy.
But the first one is that's just
nobody got it. I think that's
that's
all.
Right. That's right.
I think that's concerning too. I agree. So without the statement, it's not. It's hard to understand the message.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Or even what it is. Okay.
So do we want to eliminate that, the backpack one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's number six. We get rid of A and keep B, right?
Right.
Okay. And B, we're going to chunk up the lines.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Stephanie. Thank you. All right. What about number seven?
I like them. They're nice designs.
They are. Yeah. In fact, those are kind of my favorite. I mean, they're just real clean, and it's something that children will enjoy, and it's just a...
There's no question about what the message is, and I like the use of the animals and the idea of keeping the environment clean.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just ironic in my head. I think that images are real cute and the text is like screaming at you. So, and I kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like cute and then keep it clean, which
sometimes you need to scream that at people when you see people throwing out the windows of their cars as they're driving by.
Right. And then I think to myself, is that a Canadian goose? Do we want, like, keep it clean, get it out of here? I don't know.
Okay. Let's not. And what are you going to say about the raccoon? I mean, I've got plenty of raccoons that I take care of. So.
Right. So.
You know, that came up in the selection committee as well about the goose. And I think we decided to not be judgmental about it.
But I think it adds layers, and I'm all about that.
Well, and we do have.
We do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Isn't that also being inclusive?
Some part of the problem. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we asked the geese to clean up after themselves.
Oh.
What about we talked about the two flowers on the bottom of the goosey one. Maybe roses, not necessarily the best choice of flower. Maybe something else goes in there. Maybe chunks of garbage, like a crunched Coke can or a
cattails.
Cattail. Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
We don't care.
It depends on which way you want to go with that. Yeah.
If you want to look at it as something on the water, you'd probably want to have like a water lily or something there as opposed to roses, because roses don't grow in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with the roses thing.
Okay, so we can make that suggestion.
Sure.
Okay, so Stephanie, do we need to vote on these?
Yeah, if you'd want to make a recommendation for these, it would be seven artists. Even though you're recommending removing the one on the previous page. I think it was number 6. That's still 7 artists, and then, you know, with the we'll request the modifications from the artists. You know, and we did have that in the call that we could request up to 2, you know, smaller edits. You know, if they're not willing, I guess that's their prerogative, and we wouldn't necessarily have to, you know, proceed with them then. But, you know, of course, asking the artists to make those modifications. And I will say some of the artists sent non-editable files, so we do need them to also submit editable files for them to be able to proceed with their image, you know, being converted to a stencil. So, you know, I think it is subject to your recommendation, could be for these 7 artists, subject to your recommendations and the images being provided in editable formats by, and we really would need them, you know, or probably mid next week. The finalists will be announced next Saturday, the 22nd at Eagle Fest. So.
Okay, are we ready to have a move to approve what Stephanie just articulated to us?
Okay. I'll move to approve what she just said.
Thank you, John. We have a first, we have a second.
A second.
Was that you, Ann? Who seconded?
Yes, I did.
Ann. Okay, so Ann seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Looks like we are unanimous. That moves forward. Thank you, Stephanie. Okay. So some updates and discussion items. Yeah. That's all you, Stephanie.
Okay. Yeah. So the lighting for Together We Bloom, there is an RFP out there for getting Together We Bloom lit. It will close on the 15th. So a couple more days for that. And then I'll, you know, we'll know more after that. And then for Skyblade, it is being worked on right now. I think they're kind of mid process with that. Mike Sneller is working on that. And the plan, weather depending, but the plan is to get that reinstalled in front of the Economic Alliance, where there's already a brand new concrete pad and uplighting in the cement surrounding the pad on Friday, April 28th. So about 2 weeks.
Well, that's good news. Thanks. Okay, so our next item came from Parks and Recs, I think. Is that correct, Stephanie? I should let you explain that one too.
Yeah, actually there's been some neighborhood interest in basketball court murals. And yeah, you know, definitely Parks and Rec has been part of the conversation. But this is really preliminary and just really trying to understand what the Public Art Commission thinks, you know, is a project like this. For comparison, a full-size basketball court, and I was real basketball court mural, would be bigger than Together We Bloom. So I thought that was interesting. a full-size basketball court is, and I sent that to you, was it around 4,200 square feet. I'm going to bring it up real quick.
Wasn't it 4,500?
4,500.
Yeah. So, you know, they are fairly big. And I did send you a few examples. It is a little hard to compare what other cities do. I mean, when I was looking through what other cities do, there was one city that, you know, basically, I think they were in Virginia, paid a design fee. It was a couple $100, and they selected the design, and then they asked the artist to kind of create a paint by numbers, and then they had volunteers or something fill in the colors. You know, and some cities do a half court or, you know, so there's different approaches. I think we're interested in hearing your recommendations on a full-size court mural that the artist would paint.
Okay. First, Stephanie, how many courts are you kind of looking at?
I really don't know at this point, but I think if we understand the Public Art Commission's recommendation for a full-size mural, you know, we kind of can think about, you know, what that looks like in terms of overall cost once we understand even, you know, what a fair compensation for an artist would be.
Okay. Because if you add all the, I added all the, what they were paying per hour for these other ones, and it averages out to about $8 an hour, but it's still that's pretty expensive for a basketball court. I mean, these are fairly, that's why I was asking how many were you thinking of, because, you know, who's going to pay for the paint, the surface prep, and when I look at what we paid for the that huge thing on the walkway, you know, this is, could be really quite expensive, but yet you don't want to, it's also very large, and it's not fair to the artists either. Okay.
I do like the idea of, I think it's cool when they do paint the courts. I, you know, besides the samples you've sent, I, you know, I've seen them over the years, and they do improve the area, and it's a, I think, a draw for people to come and play there. I do like the idea of, I don't know how we'd look into it, but having an artist, you know, do that. You know, so the artist, besides making the line or the line work or the this in this section, this is going to be this color, and, you know, having the public contribute, I think is a nice idea.
Right, John, because if you did like 4,500 of a regular basketball court times $8 an hour, that's $36,000, and I just, for one court, I think that's way too expensive. But yet I don't want to step on an artist, you know, that's not fair to artists either. Okay.
Are we at all thinking about having volunteers do the painting? If we do a paint by number thing?
I think you could get the public to come and, you know, help out or contribute. I know it's not quite the same, but I think of, I mean, the material is totally different, but in Mount Vernon every year, they have a giant, you know, in the street, chalk walk. Yeah. Where, granted, it's over 2 days, but you know, the community comes and, hey, I'll do this spot, or, you know, this, okay, my square needs to be colored this way. And so, yeah, I think the community would help out and do that if that was what it came to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it could be a fun project idea that way also. I agree.
Especially if it was something in the summer where kids are out of school and you know, folks are like, great, you take my kids all day. That's great. I'll send them down there and just tell them what to do.
This is something that Iowa BIG might be interested in, I would think. You know, Iowa BIG, you know, the high school group. Who's paying for it? Is this coming out of our budget, or is it coming out of a different department's budget? Or That remains to be seen.
It's not even a for sure project or anything. It's, you know, it's looking for a recommendation, you know, for fair compensation for an artist. There might be a grant opportunity. So yeah, again, there's nothing been decided.
Oh, okay.
So then, so artists, if you were going to take this as a project and just do the design work on it and not have to do the actual painting, if you were going to do the design work and help supervise it, you know, then what would you be looking at in terms of a stipend for this project?
$2,500.
I was going to say a couple thousand.
If I didn't have to pay the purchase any of the materials and more so just I'm in charge of putting lines down and kind of be the director. Yeah, a couple thousand wouldn't be too crazy of an idea.
Well, so John, are you saying maybe like $20 an hour? Because that would probably go over 2,000. You know, if, especially if you're supervising.
Yeah, either by the hour or you know, whoever that person is, you know, again, you're in charge of getting the line work down and then being there to make sure that it gets completed and the right color goes in the right area. And so if that means by the hour or just a, this is your fee for you to complete these list of things.
I'm guessing that if I was doing that project and I had a bunch of volunteers with various levels of technique and skill, I'd also want to sort of go around and touch up a little bit after it was all done. I don't know whether we want to include that in our wording or not, but just leaving the final brushstroke up to one of the volunteers would strike me as being, oh, well, yeah, I just might wander in there and clean up a few lines maybe or something. Just thought I'd throw that in as a...
Yeah, that's a good thought. So the Chapel Hill project, if you look at the link, or the link that's attached was a $5,000 stipend. And they didn't have to provide any of the materials. They did have to come and do it. But it doesn't say, you know, you can't get a team to come and help you.
Right.
So, I mean,
Or maybe we can find a team or use our connections to connect them up to possible teams like BIG or somebody.
Well, or what about, don't certain people prefer certain courts or groups of people just play on certain courts? And I'm just thinking, you know, they would have some ownership in it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excellent. No, I think that's an excellent book.
Yeah, it could be a good neighborhood project.
Yeah, neighborhood project.
Or quadrant area project.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be good to incorporate.
I think it'd be good to explore the idea.
I have another idea related to location. We're looking at this from a aerial point of view. Not all of our open basketball courts outside have anything high enough nearby to see, look down on it. Yeah. I was wondering if one of our choices might be to have it next to a 5-story building or something, or where maybe there's there certainly are a lot of apartment house buildings going up around here. Are there any basketball courts nearby that could be observed from above and enjoyed from above? Or annoyed from above. Maybe that would be a consideration too. You know, you ruined my beautiful view. Just a consideration. I don't have a direction to take that. Just throwing it into the mix.
Yeah, good thought. Okay, so do ultimately, Stephanie, or what are we looking at? Just making a recommendation about, yes, we think this is a good path to pursue, and here's what we think a reasonable stipend is. Is that what we're, what our charge is today?
Yeah, really trying to identify a budget. I know you talked about an approach with volunteers. It would be helpful to hear an approach, you know, if the artist was also to do all work, just so that there's, you know, kind of being considered from all angles, so to speak.
Do you have another picture to look at? I thought you had maybe two. Is that?
There's a bunch on, she said, Stephanie sent out a bunch of them.
What I sent you.
Here, would you like to see this, David?
Oh.
I can share.
Yeah, I'll come around too.
Hold on.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I think it was the nature of this one that made me think about a building nearby. I'd be tempted to want to throw a basketball out a window and see if I could make a basket from a balcony.
Stephanie, do you have any idea what the durability of any of these samples was projected to be? I imagine there's a lifespan that we'd be looking at here too.
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of similar. Well, what did they? I did talk to someone, you know, and the paint really does need to be a quart, you know, like a quart specific type of paint. So it will have a little texture on it, you know, so it's not slippery. And I feel like they said around 10 years. But I guess I'm not entirely sure about that.
Yeah, that would be, I think, an important thing to consider too, is what the projection for maintenance and lifespan and all of those things are, because that'll certainly factor into the cost.
Is there a universal material that these quartz are made out of? Are they all universally concrete, or are they universally some specialized surface like tennis courts?
There is a special court paint, but I think we're looking for a recommendation, like for the artist to, you know, design and paint, or yeah, to paint it with, you know, but not considering materials.
Yeah, depending on location, the condition of the court, the material of the court, all of the cleanup and prep would make such a difference on what the cost is going to be.
Yeah,
I don't know how we ballpark.
Yeah, no, but again, like materials, cleaning, prep, anything like that, we're not looking for a recommendation from this commission, just for what an artist should be paid to design and paint surface, assuming that the surface is all ready, sealed, primed, prepped, cleaned, crack filled, everything. Like, what would be a recommendation to design and paint a mural on a full size court?
Well, I watched several basketball games during March Madness, taking place in various arenas. And of course, one after another, they looked like they were trying to outdo themselves with what they did to their courts. You know, of course, you know, honoring, of course, the home team, but also doing all sorts of things to it. They would be a resource maybe for us to, you know, what kind of paint do we use? What kind of surface do you need? And how do you get it on there? And how can you get it off there so you can change it? They seem to change it a lot. They change it just because TV is on, and so they stick a TV logo on it or something. It seems very versatile and easy to change. I'm just wondering what kind of technology might be out there that we'd want to be tapping into.
Well, I think a lot of those courts, maybe you've seen, they're like wood planks, or you know, they come in sections where they can be
removed and taken out. But I think in this case, we're talking about like a concrete surface.
Exterior. These are all exterior, right?
Exterior, yeah.
Right.
Subject to the elements.
What did we pay, Stephanie, for that five-story thing on the parking ramp?
$50,000.
Yeah, that was
$50,000. Okay. And they did not have to pay for the lifts or the paints or anything. Is that correct?
That was all inclusive. So they did pay for their lifts and travel.
Yeah, they paid for everything.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And this one you wouldn't have to pay for anything. Okay.
I'm wondering if I was the artist, if I would also be responsible for the white lines.
So if we look at the other projects that successfully put out requests for proposals or design proposals, you know, none of these places are inexpensive places to live and work. So if we look at like the one in Spokane, they paid $8,500 and it's 4,500 square feet. So, and they got plenty of response from artists from all over the place. I think they did three, and then they had 2, 4, 5 more kind of additional finalists in case they had, you know, other opportunities. So it doesn't seem like people balked at that $8,500 level.
Uh-huh.
I think that's way too low. Especially if we paid 50 for this. Shoot.
I was gonna say 8,000 or 9,000.
Yeah, with materials and prep and all of that is aside from that number. So I would agree.
So 8,000 to 9,000 plus materials?
Yeah, that's what Stephanie's clarified. Yeah.
Okay.
Any other input? Does that seem reasonable?
It does to me. Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, and you said, Kate, that Spokane had good response at that number.
It looks like they did.
Yeah.
Some of these were even less, but it's kind of hard to compare because the square footage was smaller. So I'm just looking at the one in Spokane because it was 4,500 square feet.
Right.
I think as long as you make this known, I think you'll have a ton of responses from all over, not just local. Okay. I think you'll be surprised how many you get, and you'll be like, the price almost, there's almost a second thought for the opportunity.
Okay. I don't know that we have to vote on this if we're just giving some feedback.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a really good conversation and just, yeah, kind of get some wheels turning and get some discussion going about what this could potentially look like. Again, just a very preliminary conversation. There's been some interest expressed. So I really appreciate the feedback. And I think it's a good starting point just to have some of your feedback. So I appreciate that.
Perfect.
Based on the pictures that we've seen here, am I correct in sort of speculating that we're looking for sort of a either somewhat abstract or very abstract piece, as opposed to, you know, like the history of Iowa or something, you know, with a theme and a story.
No, totally random.
Yeah, okay. But then just a thought, thinking that if there was a theme, might the local neighborhood trigger some ideas or have some thoughts? You know, they want to, maybe they want to honor some person, or maybe they want to, I don't know what all the themes are for the various neighborhoods, if they have one.
I think there would be something we could discuss in the future.
If indeed there was a project.
Right.
Yeah.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and I do want to be respectful of people's time too, because we're at 4:33. All right. Member updates, announcements. Anybody have things to share? No, if not, we will meet again on May 11th, and we are adjourned.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Okay.